Welcome to the Exceptional Sales Leader Podcast with Darren Mitchell. If you're a sales leader looking to take your leadership to a whole new level, then this is the podcast for you. We'll be exploring tips, techniques, and strategies to help you take your leadership to the exceptional level and allow you to enjoy more money, more meaning, and better sales results. G'day and welcome back to the Exceptional Sales Leader Podcast. Darren Mitchell here on a beautiful Monday, the first Monday in November, November the 2nd, 2020. How quickly has this year gone? It's just unbelievable. Anyway, I trust you've had a fantastic weekend. Hope you've enjoyed some relaxing time with your family, getting out and about in the beautiful sunshine, and looking forward to hopefully what amounts to be a fantastic week and a highly productive week this week. So in today's episode, I wanted to talk about a really important topic, which, every topic is important, but this one in particular. And it comes off a LinkedIn post that I came across yesterday, and I wanted to call it, it's staying in the game. And I put a small post on LinkedIn last night, actually, about this. And what's really interesting is if you look at, especially what's happened this year with 2020 being one of those quote-unquote unprecedented years, and it's probably for some of them, it's the Annus Horribilis, whatever it's called, a shocking year for many people, many organizations. But what's really intriguing is many companies have still really highly unrealistic expectations, particularly when it comes to sales and sales targets. And sales targets, it's fair to say that every single year, there's no organization that has a drop in sales target. There always needs to be an increase. But there seems to be even more out there that because of the pressure that's been created this year, there's been no real tangible adjustment in a lot of cases. In some cases they have, but in a lot of cases there's still this huge amount of pressure, high sales targets, unrealistic expectations being placed on sales leaders, but also their sales teams, with what's left to be seemingly little runway for them to achieve it. And it's causing a huge amount of challenges, not just in terms of engagement, but also mental challenges in terms of people now starting to question, you know, why am I in sales? Why am I doing this? Is it all worth it? Because the attitude that's coming out of a lot of organizations, and this tends to come from the senior leadership, often the ones that are responsible for putting publications out in the marketplace in terms of what our revenue is going to be, what our sales are going to be, because it's linked to things like the stock price. The attitude is, you know what, don't care, whatever it takes, it has to be done, which sometimes can result in some, I wouldn't call it dodgy practices, but sometimes practices are not necessarily conducive to long-term engagement and certainly long-term success. And I've seen a lot of this happen over many, many years where large organizations in particular, you've got the senior leaders who have their income or bonuses linked to certain performance metrics and certain indications they put into the marketplace. And they're not the ones necessarily closing the deals, but the pressure they place upon the individuals can be sometimes challenging. And really, really huge. In a lot of cases, can result in sales teams starting to question, you know, why am I part of this organization? Why am I in this role? Why am I doing what I'm doing? Because it doesn't seem to be that the actions that I'm putting out, A, I'm not getting the return on those actions, but B, I'm not getting the support that I need from my senior leaders. And this is where there's a big disconnect. But the key message out of today is about staying in the game, irrespective of what's going on. We've got to be really clear on, okay, why did I get into sales? Why did I get into sales leadership? Why is it I'm doing what I'm doing? And am I prepared to go through what I've got to go through in order to get to the other end? And what are the lessons I'm going to learn as I go through this? Now, it's really interesting because I did come across this post yesterday on LinkedIn, and I did refer to that in a little post I put on last night as well on LinkedIn, in terms of it's really important for us to stay in the game. Now, I was just having to scroll through my LinkedIn newsfeed yesterday afternoon. I think one of my first level connections had actually liked this particular post, and the guy that posted it, I'm not directly connected to, but I really resonated with it, and I resonated with it for a number of reasons. The first and foremost was that he put a post on LinkedIn basically saying, you know what, this is me. I'm being authentic. I'm being vulnerable, and this is me, right? That was the first one. The second part was that what he was actually sharing was actually really interesting, in that he was saying that he'd been made redundant out of COVID from his role in March this year, and he had just literally, I think when he posted this, I think it was about a week ago, but he just posted that he that day received his 67th, 67th rejection for a role that he'd been to after having been made redundant since March and looking to move into a new role. 67 rejections. Now, he was saying that it's actually really frustrating, it's really demoralizing, and I think he referred to, he now understands why the suicide rate has actually increased significantly since COVID has been forefront around the world. And he said it's really demoralizing and it's really disheartening, but he refuses to quit. And that's the key thing, he's refusing to quit, because he said, if I quit, then I'm guaranteed not to win. And whilst it might be challenging, whilst it might be discouraging, whilst it might be frustrating, and whilst it might be disheartening and downright scary, he's going to refuse to quit. Now, one comment he made was one of the recent roles that he went for. Some of the feedback he got after being rejected was, "Well, we don't think you would have applied for this role had you not been made redundant." And that was the feedback, quote unquote, that came from the organization that rejected him for a particular role he'd just gone to. Now, there could be a whole host of reasons why he's being rejected. Many of you listening to this might say, "Well, the resume is not great. He's probably going for the wrong roles." All that sort of stuff. And there's probably a whole host of reasons why that is the case. However, what I really resonated with on this particular post, and this is the point of today around staying in the game, is that he's putting himself out there. He's not accepting the fact that whilst organizations are rejecting him, he's not accepting the fact that it's about him. Now, he's taking responsibility for the situation that he's in, but he's also saying, well, this is actually not a reflection of me, and therefore it's not, and this is where the self-talk becomes really critical. He's not saying, oh my God, this is my fault, I'm no good, and therefore start to wallow in self-pity and despair. It's not that at all. It's about, okay, I'm obviously not doing something correctly, but I've got to stay in the game. How do I get better? How do I get the feedback? How do I improve? How do I put myself in the next position so that if I can get the 68th rejection, then I'm closer, one step closer to getting a positive result. And the thing is, he is that one step closer to success. He's one step closer to a yes. And by posting it, this is the other thing that he probably didn't even think about when he was putting it out there. He's helping countless other people who maybe are going through very similar things now that they don't have to feel that it's just them or that they're alone, right? Because there are so many people out there who are living lives of quiet desperation, not necessarily getting the results they want, but they look at everybody else, and particularly when you look at things like social media. Now, not so much on LinkedIn, but certainly Facebook, Instagram, some of the others, a little bit on LinkedIn, but it's very easy to look at people and look at the image that they're portraying on these social media platforms and think, wow, they've got it all happening, and why is it happening for them, and I'm not getting the results that they're getting, and you start playing the game of comparison, which is really, really dangerous. And we've talked a lot on this podcast that the only comparison you should be making is comparing yourself to you, to making sure you're better tomorrow than you are today, and making sure you're better today than you were yesterday. So constantly improving the way you do things and constantly getting better. But in terms of going through the process and draw the parallels here with sales, you might have a really challenging sales target. You might have some senior leaders who are just pushing the envelope in terms of just get the number, get the number, get the number. And you're going to go through the process, and you're going through rejection after rejection after rejection. You know, whatever you're going through right now, it's really important that we need to stay the course. Because if your customers are delaying decisions, and a lot of them are, a lot of customers are delaying decisions, they're postponing investments or they're objecting, right? Stay the course. We've got to look at, are we going through the process? Yes, you start looking at the process you're going through, and yes, you start looking at the techniques you're using and the habits you're forming, and looking at, okay, are these good habits? And if they are, if they've been tested, because if they've worked in the past, chances are you've got some elements of good habits that do work. It just may be that the environment is changed, so we need to slightly tinker with some of those habits to remain relevant. But the key thing is to keep putting yourself out there and putting one foot in front of the other. So if your customers are going through some challenging times right now, and that challenge is actually being translated onto you, stay the course, right? Just keep going. If you're not getting the results you want, stay the course. Keep putting yourself out there. Keep putting yourself back into the game. Because how bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? Are you prepared to do whatever it takes to stay in the game in order to give yourself the opportunity of getting that big payday? How important is it to you? Because when you're going through the valley, and this is a bit of a cliche, but when you're going through the valley, it's really important to keep walking. Don't stop. Now, one of my earliest mentors used to say all the time, there are three conditions or three situations that we find ourselves in at any one time in history, at any one time, any time, right? You're either going into a crisis, you are currently in a crisis, or you are currently coming out of a crisis. So they're three conditions. So when you think about that, it puts things into perspective. So the key message out of today is we've got to stay in the game, irrespective of what's happening. Keep staying in the game. Yes, look at your technique. Look at why you're doing what you're doing. Obviously, get some feedback and make some tinkering and make some changes to some techniques and some habits, so you can continue to improve. And also, you'll be getting feedback from the marketplace as well. But the key message is, you know what? In sales, in particular, it's a numbers game. And whilst he didn't say it, the guy that posted this on LinkedIn to say that he'd just been rejected 67 times, he obviously also now understands that it is a numbers game, because the next rejection you get, he is just that one step closer to that yes. And the thing is, we don't know, he doesn't know whether he's going to have to go through 70, 80, or maybe even 100 rejections before he gets that role. And this is the thing in sales, we don't know how many no's we have to go through, how many objections we have to deal with, how many no's we have to accept before we get to that yes. But one thing is absolutely true, and this will never change, that if you do quit, you're 100% guaranteed to not get the result that you want. So as a sales leader, make sure that you stay in the game, make sure you're encouraging your team to stay in the game, and in the process, understand that it is a numbers game. You've got to stay the course. You've got to face rejection head on. You've got to use it as fuel to propel you forward, and make sure, this is the big thing, make sure you're also surrounding yourself with good people and great people who will have your back. So whatever challenge you're facing right now, whatever sort of obstacles you're having to overcome, embrace them, accept them. They are what they are. Look at what the lesson is. Look at what the opportunity is that's within that particular challenge, because I guarantee if you know and you understand that there's an opportunity, there is a seed of an opportunity, you'll guarantee to find it. So I trust that message resonates. A good message to start the week. Make sure you stay in the game. Make sure you're putting one foot in front of the other, but also make sure you're surrounding yourself with fantastic people. And if you'd like some help on helping yourself take your sales leadership to the exceptional level, and in the process helping your team drive some really high level, exceptional but sustainable results, let's have a conversation about how I can help you do just that in under 90 days. Go to my calendar at leadwithdarren.com, pick a time that suits you, and I'll give you a call and we can talk about what that program looks like. So until next episode, stay in the game. Look at whatever's happening in front of you. Use it as fuel to propel you forward. And when you do that, you'll build momentum. And once momentum's built, it's very, very difficult to stop. So have a fantastic day, and I look forward to talking to you on the next episode of the Exceptional Sales Leader Podcast. All the best. Thank you for listening to the Exceptional Sales Leader Podcast. I trust the information in this episode has been helpful in your journey towards becoming exceptional. And remember, please take the time to rate the show, subscribe to the show so other people can find it. But also, if I can help you, jump on my calendar, go to leadwithdarren.com, and let's have a conversation about how I can help you along your journey to being exceptional.